Blog Talk Radio.
Man, I'm gonna shoot you. I'm gonna shoot you a letter in the next couple days, man. Okay, I'm gonna shoot you a message, all that stuff too, Jay. And good luck on your show, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Much love.
Peace.
All right, man.
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, man. Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. This album is dedicated to all the teachers that told me I never amount to nothing. To all the people that lived above the buildings that I was hustling from that called the police on me when I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter. And all the niggas in the struggle. You know what I'm saying? It's all good, baby, baby. It was all a dream. I used to read Word Up magazine. Salt and pepper and Heavy D up in the limousine. Hanging pictures on my wall. Every Saturday, Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Molly Mall. I let my tape rock till my tape pop. Smoking weed and bamboo, sipping on private stock. Way back when I had the red and black lumberjack with the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, you never thought that hip-hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight cause I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner, the opposite of a winner. Remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner? Pizza, Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri, Funk, Master Flex, Love Bug, Star Ski. I'm blowing up like you thought I would. Call a crib, same number, same hood. It's all good. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
Hey, welcome to Can a Player Play. Just want to hear a little bit of Biggie right there, and we're back again doing what we do. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is your boy, K. Biddy, representing for the crew of Can a Player Play and beautiful Joy LaShawn. Hello. Whoa, is anybody speaking but me? All right. Hope everybody's doing good today.
Hello.
Hello.
It is I.
Where were you at on a drink break?
No, I just had a call. I told them to call into the show. Okay.
All right, then.
So what's happening, people?
Yay! What up?
Happy Sunday!
And the topic of today's show is your life, your relationship, your dream. This is your moment. But who knows your heart? Who are you listening to? You listening to yourself or you listening to somebody else? Wow.
At least close the bathroom door when you do that, okay?
That wasn't even me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was flushing the subject or what.
Could have been.
I mean, wow.
Where's Tony?
Well, you know, Tony's Jamaican. He's probably making some jerk chicken or something. I don't know. He'll be along in a minute. But anyway, people, if you got any comments on the subject for the show, hit us up at 646-929-2870. And we want to know who's running your relationships. Is it the strangers? Is it the neighbor? Is it the family members? Are you just confused? Are you running it yourself? Or is it your pet that you love so doggone much that you kicked your man out for? Ooh.
Well, it could have been a guy pet that he kicked this girl out for. You gotta make it even, bruh. Don't be coming with that one-sided stuff.
Well,
you know, we went over that before.
Okay, well, if you guys want an opinion of a true chauvinist, call me.
Okay, you got that right, bruh.
That was a joke. I am honest and I am impartial, and you know, I can ride for the ladies sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Or ride the ladies sometimes.
I sound like Tony, huh?
Yeah.
But in reality, I still got a rep for the guys. You know what it is, because that's all I know about. But I do know peoples, and I know you could agree with this. Sometimes we let other people get in our business, so we lose control of our own relationships, and we don't even really know it.
That's so true. That's very true.
You know, we don't even know it. Sometimes, guys, we allow our egos to get involved and we can't hear the truth, accept the truth. And other times, you know, it's the lady. The lady let their mamas and their friends talk about, girl, you know that guy ain't no good, even if he got 9 jobs and doing everything you want.
Yeah, anyway. And it depends on the person. One person in the relationship might be running it, and the other one is just sort of being submissive and just letting them do things. You know, which to me isn't a good relationship. It has to come from both sides. It can't be one-sided.
That is
any
so
takers
important.
On that?
Well,
any takers?
I don't know. 813, your hand's up, but I don't hear you. Talk to me.
I don't think my hand's up. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Well, I would say I agree with you, Joy, that it takes two to make a relationship as well as two to build a relationship.
That's so true. Very true.
You know, you don't have to really agree with Joy if you don't want to.
But I wanted to.
You know what? Just because she's not agreeing with your monkey ass, okay? She has her own opinion, and if I said something that she can agree with, let her, and quit hating. I in.
Well, she agree with me more than she do you anyway, now.
Okay, we'll fight later, okay? We'll talk about our relationship later. But anyway, I thank you for agreeing with me. I appreciate that. But it's a true statement. You know, you can't have a lopsided relationship. You can't let other people get in your relationship because they'll have their opinions, and you listening to Pookie over here and Ray Ray over there, and they telling you something different. And a lot of times people jump into your relationship because they want what you have.
And 9 times out of 10, that's usually what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They want what you have, but for whatever reason, they can't get it for themselves. So they figure out a way to destroy yours or try to.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, and fortunately, you know, every time somebody talks to us, don't have our best interest at heart.
That's true. It's for, you know, they're trying to get theirs, you know, and for me, I'm not a hater. I'm a congratulator or a participator because, you know, I want to have my own. I don't want to have what somebody else has got. I want mine, you know, and that works out for me. But then you have other people out there that can't get theirs, like you said, so they want to take what you got because they're unhappy in their relationship and misery loves company.
Well, they're just negative people. You know, the same energy that they use to try to hate on you, they can use that same energy and try to get their own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but right. You know, they won't do that for whatever reason. If anybody else would like to join us, please do so. Hit us up.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
929-2870. This is Joy LaShawn and myself, the one and only K. Diddy, representing on Can a Player Play. We would definitely love to hear from you today and tell us who's running your situation. You know, even tell us if you think it's you. And it's really not, but you can tell us that anyway. So ponder on that, and we're going to play a little music for you. We'll be right back, all of us. ladies and gentlemen, we're back. That was Miss Kanya, World Movement Records, and that's my shameless plug.
That's all right.
And you're back with us on Can a Player Play with the beautiful, the gorgeous, the one and only, the vibration, the 10 plus, Joy LaShawn.
Oh, you're such a sweetie. Thank you, darling. Thank you. And I'd like to welcome everybody to Can a Player Play. Call in, go into the chat room, Twitter, all of that. We want to hear from you. Who is running your relationship? Is it you or someone else? Is it a partnership or you're selfish?
And tell the truth. You can tell
yes.
us, you know, because we ain't going to tell nobody, you know. You know, and all the people listening, y'all play like you ain't heard when they tell you really running it. You feel it, deal me? Because I ain't going to tell. You going to tell, Joy?
Oh, no. My name is Bennett.
And I know Tony ain't going to tell because he can't hold water no way, but I know he ain't going to tell.
What about you, passion and loyalty? Y'all going to tell? It depends on who it is, huh?
No, she meant to say is how much they offer in the town. That's what she meant to say.
Nah, they're secret safe with me.
Okay. Well, let's get this party started. I want to hear from some people that's thinking they're running their relationship, and they probably aren't. Raise your hand, call us in, tap the button, do something. We want to hear from you.
I kind of think they're scarred.
I think they're scarred, too.
I think they're scared.
Scared of the truth.
You know, but I remember back in 1932.
When you were city.
I had this girl, and I used to thought I was running a relationship, but, you know, I found out I didn't because every time I'd go get my vine of sausage, she told me she had to have some pork hot dogs.
Okay, there you go.
And that just didn't work, you know what I'm saying?
That didn't work for you?
No, it didn't work. She was working down at the swap meet plucking chicken. And like $2 she was getting every week just wasn't enough. I'm sorry.
Okay. Anybody else with a scenario that we can relate to?
But that's too tough there. But I thought I was running, come to find out that she wasn't running either because, you know, the man at the liquor store was really running.
Okay.
But
anybody else on the line? We want to hear from you.
I want to hear from loyalty and passion. I want them to tell me who was running when they thought they were.
Okay. Let the man know where you at. Tell him what the real deal is.
I'll give a comment. I was going to say, I was running it, but he thought he was.
Yeah, it's like the thing, let him chase you until you catch him.
Well, let me play the devil's advocate here. It does not also go back to the situation. I guess some could say behind every good man, there's a good woman.
Right.
And if I flip that, isn't that also the same thing? Is a man actually think he's running it, but in fact, it's really his significant other?
Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, they want to, you know, be the macho man standing up front and making everybody think they're running it, but behind closed doors, they know the truth.
Yes, they know the real truth. But that's okay, though. You know, we like our men, you know, doing that, being the front one.
But that was going to be my next question. How does that affect the woman? How does that affect her? I mean, let me see. I'm trying to phrase it. How does that affect you to your core when you know actually you're the strong part of this relationship and you know the guy, he only think he is, or he's just more or less a figurehead? Does that really give you a sense of power? Or are you doing that because you love the relationship?
Well, I allow men the latitude and the respect to, you know, maintain that position out in the public as long as they respect me in the home and show me respect in the public. So you want to get to where you're, you know, clowning me or something. No, that wouldn't work.
That's not going to happen.
I can give them that role and let him play that part and still carry the reins.
Okay. I can dig that. You know, in some relationships, I'll say like mine, my husband is a very strong man, but in a relationship, women have a tendency to usually, I won't say rule, but run things, you know. And to me, like I said, it needs to be a mutual thing, okay? Woman runs the house. Man, he handles his business. He's the strong one. He's the protector, you know. And you both work together to, it needs two people to run a household.
Yeah, I was just finna say, because you got some listeners out here who take offense to that, to the woman run the house mess, you know.
Well, that's true, because, you know, there's a reversal role there, and there's some single parents out there, male and female, that run things. But I'm talking about in a relationship, and I'm not talking about being like a single person. I'm talking about in a relationship.
No, I got you. I understand. I was just throwing it out there because I know some women take offense when, because personally, I believe they're supposed to have their ass in the kitchen all the time. But
well, see, nobody asked you anyway because we know where you are coming from. So, you know.
See, I know in the world at large, there's professional women and the housewives, and I do understand the difference, and I respect them all because we can't do with them all. You know, but there's some that take offense when people make inferences or references that their place is only in the home, in the kitchen, in the homebody.
Like what you just said.
Well, that's just my preference. But shit, I'm only one person. You know what I mean?
Like I said, yeah, that's why you by yourself today.
And at the same time, but you want to give her a hamburger night out. You can't expect that a woman would, you know, submit herself to being a woman in the kitchen and barefoot, and you going to buy her a McDonald's hamburger. But
girlfriend,
if you could
you forgot who you're talking to. You forgot who you're talking to.
You get some fresh Vienna sausage and a side of ketchup and some white pork.
That's a little. Outdated.
You just don't know what you've missed. That's all that is.
I think we do.
Hey, I'm welcoming to be able to be at home in the kitchen and still be able to live up to the lifestyle I've become accustomed to.
Okay, that's different.
Listeners out there, I want you to call this lady right here at 702-894-2364 because she want to be at home.
Dude, I'm tired.
You just started something now.
Hey, hook a sister up because she want to be at home. And let me tell you, y'all better have 9 jobs, too. Because I want my cut. Because I want my cut.
We forgot to do the disclaimer for K. Diddy. The opinions of this show and K. Diddy totally differ. So please don't take into consideration his opinions are what the rest of us agree with. Okay?
And you heard it first right here. This was a public announcement brought to Joy LaShawn and Rasuli. How was that?
That was great.
Okay, listen, one second here, because I got to pay the bill. And this goes out to all my people with bad credit, need credit repair, and all that good stuff. We want you to check out my people over at Nicholas Computer Services, Mr. Oprah McDowell. You can hit him up at 702-647-5786. He's the man that worked all the good credit stuff. He'll fix you up because I know y'all want to buy a car, buy a house, go out and buy a new pair of shoes on credit.
Another shameless plug.
Well, it's a shameless plug, but a great plug, because I know they got all these great deals on these homes out here, and I know some of us had some trying times for the last few years. But there's a solution, there's a plan, there's a way. Call up my man over at Nicole's Computer Services. Let him fix up your credit. Let him know you heard it right, because he's going to hook our credit up, too. All right.
Works for me.
Back to the show, peoples. Tell us who's running your relationship, because me and Joy won't know.
Is there anybody else out there with an opinion? I know you got one. Call us up. Give us a call. Give them the number.
646-929-2870. Call us up and tell us who's running your household. But, you know, because sometimes, you know, I've even seen people, mostly those other people out there, they got kids telling them what to do, man, and telling them shut the hell up at the stores and
stuff. Oh, hell no.
I think we need to talk about that because, you know, there's people out there that got their kids running their households and shit. Little rug rats they got to feed every day and put clothes on them, and they telling their mom and daddy what they will and won't do and tell them to shut up, act a fool. You know, haven't you seen some of them, Joy?
Oh, yeah. I've seen too many. And I think that... starting with a kid, you got to start them when they're young, and they're not even a year old yet. You got to start training them, because I've seen so many kids out here disrespecting their parents, you know. And when we were kids, our parents wasn't having it. Nowadays, you know, you try to tell your kids something, he'll call the police. And I'm like, put me in handcuffs, because I'm going to kick that ass, okay? You embarrass me, it's on. Put me in some handcuffs, because take me to jail. Because I'm going to do what I got to do to your ass.
You know, and it's a shame that society, boy, plays. Well, first of all, society is two-faced. First, like you said, if you discipline your child, then they can call children's services,
yep.
The police. And they come on to snatch the kid out of the house, and then they want to give you a criminal charge and put you in all these different programs and stuff. But then if it was their kid, they'd be whooping that kid's ass, too, and wouldn't want you to say shit about it, because they feel like it's not your business, for one. For two, they have the right to discipline their child, you know. And I understand the difference with the different abuse laws.
Oh, definitely.
When our parents back in the day used to whoop our ass, and then they didn't get it, the neighbor got it. But we didn't have no gangs. We didn't have all the random shit just going on today. We didn't have children disrespecting the teachers. It's bad enough now that there's no money in the educational system, so it's unfortunate that teachers, they're going to other areas to teach where they really don't want to go, but it's just a means of employment. So when you got some badass kids, they don't really care if that kid learned or not, because they're there to make the money, you know, and that's why a lot of kids don't get an education, one, because they don't realize that they need the teacher more than the teacher needs them.
Yeah, right. And they need to bring Patlin back into the school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, they definitely need that. Because these kids, man, it's just sad, you know. And then a lot of parents, their babysitter's the TV, you know, because with the economy the way it is, you need two parents working or one parent working two and three jobs trying to make it happen, and they're not there for the kids. So it's like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
You know, but what can you do? You got to work. You got to keep a roof over your kid's head. They got to eat, and they got to have clothes. So it's definitely a double-edged sword there.
I was going to say, I think what Joy was saying earlier is what the problem is. You got too many parents that are lax instead of, you know, raising their children. That's a responsibility of ours as well as going to a job. That's the whole thing about being a parent when you take that responsibility on. In addition to going to work, you got to come home and still handle your home, too, which means you can't let the TV be your children's babysitter. You still got to be raising your kids and have control of them. And a lot of people give that responsibility up to the world. And it comes on the teachers. It comes on society at large because their parents aren't raising them.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, And when you were talking about relationships, you know, that plays into relationships too, because it's like, who's running your relationship? Say a single parent starts dating, and, you know, they bring the person that they're dating and starting to like and trust around their kids, and the kids don't like it. The kids will drive a wedge between you and the person that you want to get with, and that's a hard situation right there too. So it's like you got to sit your kids down and let them know, hey, I'm mom, I'm dad, whatever, and I have a life. I'm grown. I'm running this.
Well, that's,
you know, because they would definitely wreck a relationship in a minute.
That's true, but that's where the problem comes into with a lot of single parents, be there, you know, the mother or father, because somewhere in there they lose that parental relationship and start dealing with their children as an equal. They become friends, you know what I'm saying? So they lose that whole parental relationship.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
With that, the respect is gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once your kids lose that respect, then all of a sudden you're not mom or dad no more. You know, you Judy and John, and you know, it's downhill from there.
Well, that, you know, you are very right about that. But then too, being a single parent, you know, you want your kids to have things, especially things that you weren't able to have. So some single parents might have a tendency to overcompensate, you know, buying their kids things or letting them get away with stuff because they want to be that good parent, and that doesn't always work because kids will definitely take advantage.
Yeah, and we all made that mistake. Like you said, we wanted our children to have more than what we had, but sometimes
mm-hmm.
we lose balance. We start focusing on we got to work, we got to take on an extra job to provide for them, when in actuality we lose the balance when really all they need is our time. They need
mm-hmm.
the quality time instead of the toys, the video games, the gadgets, you know?
Yeah, that's going to keep them busy while we're doing something else, you know?
Right, and we've all made that mistake because I think it was a growing thing that we had to go through, too, as parents. You know, we're not born parents,
mm-hmm.
so we do make mistakes, but we grow and we learn, you know, at least we're supposed to learn. A lot of us don't, but we should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's just reality. So you're listening to Can a Player Play? Hit us up at 646-929-2870, and we're talking about who's running your relationship and if you really know yourself.
Is anybody on the chat line or tweeting or calling in? Raise your hand. We want to hear from you. It's more than just the three of us.
You know, and don't be ashamed, you know, if your kid is beating your butt, you know, behind closed doors, man, maybe we can help you. Maybe we can tell you how to lock his ass in the closet and feed
mm-hmm.
his cat 6 months or something. So
or drop kick him in the next week or something.
Whatever you got to do, you know, you can call us up, boy. We can give you our opinion. Don't tell nobody what we told you, but we'll give you our opinion.
Yeah, get that clear.
Hey. K. Diddy, that I think that's what the problem is. I think, you know, the listeners are embarrassed to own up to the fact. Nobody wants to feel that they're in a relationship that someone else is running. So I don't think anybody wants to own up to the fact that, yeah, my mother-in-law is running my relationship or my husband's friend, my children.
And that's true. let me tell listeners, let me tell you, boy, tell the truth, shame the devil. I'm
exactly.
Like there is healthy to purge that shit. Let it out. Let it out. If you let it out, you can fix it.
Don't hold it in.
We know. I told you we ain't gonna tell nobody.
Yeah, you don't want to hold that in because you know when you hold in anger and resentment and stuff like that, the best thing I see to do is get it out soon, because if you let it fester, no telling what you might do, you might end up getting in trouble.
Yeah, we don't want you going off shooting nobody and stuff because you pissed off at your mom-in-law because she told your wife not to get none because,
mm-hmm.
you know, you ain't took out the trash in 2 weeks or
right.
stupid shit.
And taking it out on the wrong person not the person that you mad at, but you're taking it out on somebody else because you're mad at somebody else.
I told you not to let your mom-in-law come live with you in the first place, stupid.
See, there you go, being judgmental. That's why you ain't got no callers calling in. Feel bad, Kay, Diddy.
Well, hey, I take all that back, because your mom-in-law's got to hook up some collard greens and shit.
Mm-mm-mm.
Boy. But that was good. That was good, ladies. But you know what, boy? Them little badass kids, boy. They sure can love a relationship, ain't they?
Yeah, they can. And so I love this topic today. Who's running your relationship? You, your kids, your neighbor, your mama, your daddy, your best friend. You know, if that's the case, you need to take a hold of your own life and work it out with your partner.
Because you only got one. You only got one life to live. And I don't care how you try to be something that you're not for somebody, you're never going to get there. You're never, never, never going to get there. I don't care how much you spend on that wig. You're never going to get there.
How much on that what?
I didn't say nothing about spending nothing on no weed.
Okay. Anyway.
But anyway.
Anybody else in the house besides K. Diddy? We need some other men's opinions up in here. See where they're coming from.
The men are giving me their opinions. I'm just expressing it, but y'all ain't.
No. We want to hear from them personally. We know where you're coming from.
Yeah, you're not liking them. You know what I'm saying? I'm not representing all the male chauvinists in the world. You know.
I just want to hear another voice besides yours and mine.
You can't handle the truth.
Anyway. Raise your hand. Call us. Give us a call. Press that number one. When you put that number in, press that number one and join us. We want to hear from you. Call 646-929-2870. When you hear the English lady's voice, just press the number one and come on in and join us. We want to hear from you.
Exactly. And right here, could I play Life Story by Jay Black? Join us on Can a Player Play?
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you could check my shoes, then you could talk about the way that my life, my cruise, my hard night, right, yes,
still my life story, that's why the block still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present and future,
hard night life, it's still my life's
why the black still adore me. I'm tired of my hard knock life. Hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Today we're talking about who's running your relationship. Joy, you know, when I was listening to our little music there, I had a thought. What about these professionals, you know what I'm saying? The business types that get so wrapped up in their careers and stuff, and they forget about all that stuff because they're so busy doing what they're doing. Wouldn't their job be running their relationship too?
That could be too. That could be, you know, because people are trying to hold on to their jobs and they're doing everything they can to keep them. And, you know, they go overtime, you know, take them work home. And that can also ruin a relationship, too, because it's like you never have time for your family. You never have time for your significant other because you're always working. You know, but you got, you know. There's another double-edged sword right there. The economy is really bad. People are trying to hold on to their jobs. So it's like I have to do this or not, you know?
Right. So, you know, so it's just a matter of finding that balance.
Yeah. Yep.
I was going to say that you got a lot of people who are living their relationships based on talk shows like Oprah.
Okay. Or surveys in magazines.
Well, that is true. They are the Maury Show and all these little talk shows. And
you are not the father.
You told me I was.
That'll jack up a relationship, too.
But my hair is straight and silky.
And baby got blue eyes and nappy hair.
He took after your grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of distraction these days as far as relationships are concerned, and it's sad, but that's how it is.
So what would you think, out of all the reasons we've discussed today, what would you think, I guess, the number one distraction would be? What would be the number one thing that could run a relationship without the person actually knowing it?
Well, the number one thing is just what's going on in the world today. You got these videos, you got these TV shows, you know, like I said, surveys in magazines, you know, a lot of people, especially women, you know, we'll take surveys in magazines and when you come to the answer and you have a low score or something, then you might think that something is really wrong with your relationship, and it could not be the case. You know, so a lot of people are distracted about with what's going on around us. You know, stuff is being thrown at the human world 24/7. It's always something different. You know, so it's a lot of distractions out there. And sometimes you just have to separate yourself and get into your own world and figure out what's really going on.
And I see a lot of relationships that are being run by addictions,
mm-hmm.
whether it's drugs, alcohol,
each other,
whatever. Mm-hmm. They're ruining their relationships and running them into the ground with all these vices.
We could be clear. You mean they're addicted to other vices, so by them chasing that vice, it's causing the problem with the household?
Absolutely.
So they take the money to the man around the corner?
Hey, absolutely.
Or the man downstairs.
Cost too much, or... And now womanizing and chasing every woman that they see, whatever. I see a whole lot of relationships out here being ruined by stuff like that.
Wow. So that's how would we classify that under a personal not greed, that would be like a personal character flaw, maybe?
That could be.
Yeah, I would say that some is causing them to be less than available into their own relationships.
Yeah, because all the distractions, you know?
Yeah.
Women competing with the dope man, or women competing with the bottle, or vice versa.
Or,
I don't want to say women.
Or each other.
Or other women, other men, whatever.
Definitely that. It's sad, but that's the way it were these days. So we have no more other opinions coming in. People scared. Don't be scared. We want to hear from you.
646-929-2087. I already said. I told you. I'm not going to tell nobody, but I can't speak for Joy.
And make sure that you hit the number one so you can click in.
Yep. Hit number one. Raise your hand. Let us know who's running your household. You know, if it's a little baby kid that, you know, don't mind to tear up the house, stay up all night.
Me and your business.
Can't take to a babysitter because won't nobody babysit their little badass.
I keep telling you, they not going to call it and be dissected and shamed on the air.
Well, we don't know who
you are. You don't have to tell us your name.
Yeah.
If it's a problem that you're having, you know, we're going to give you our opinion where you want it or not. Or you can take it and run with it, or, you know, you can just leave it where it is. We just want to hear from you. And no, we're not going to tell you apart. We're going to tell you how we feel, and hopefully it'll help you, you know, if you're having that type of problem.
Maybe we can give you a little bit of advice, to help them not lock your ass out, or, you know, pour salt in your face while you sleep or some shit. 358, come on, what's cracking?
Anybody with their hands up?
Yeah, hello, this James. What's going on?
Hey.
Hey.
We want to hear from you. What's your opinion of this situation here?
Well, what y'all on here talking about?
Well, we're talking about who runs your relationship. Is it your kids, your job, your mother-in-law, your father-in-law, your friends? Who is running things in your relationship? And how can you get it to stop?
Barack Obama.
That's if you want it to stop. You know, some people are so much in denial, they don't even know.
So this person that's on the line, who are we talking to?
This your boy, man. What's happening, y'all? This PP coming through.
Hey.
Hey.
Sound like you're just waking up.
Nah, definitely not waking up. In traffic right now, moving in the wind. But, you know, I got to check in and represent. And, you know what I mean? Who running your relationship? That should set off a crap load of responses. You know what I mean?
No, we have somebody on the line. We had another person on the line that we definitely like to hear from. We're putting it out there. So don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. Like I said, we don't know who you are. But if we can put some advice out there to help you, you know, bring it.
Yeah. If I drop the call, please, you know what I mean? It's because I'm in the wind. But my opinion on that is, you know what I mean? Because that whole who running your relationship and who you listening to came about because, you know what I mean, I was observing a certain situation where a brother had another brother all in his ear telling him all what's going on and what's wrong with his relationship and what he think the other brother's girl is doing and yada, yada, and the brother bit into all that when ultimately the play was that he wanted this man's wife. And by the time dude caught on, it was way too late. He had put too much salt in his own game, and this brother was over there playing the shoulder, the cry-on role on the sneak and ended up with his broad.
Wow. His woman.
Yes, indeed.
We didn't talk about that broad mess, okay?
But his woman.
Hey, Joy. What?
This girl made a lateral move from friend to friend, so how come she can't be a broad?
Straight up.
If she wants to be a broad, let her be one. Not all of us wants to be a broad.
No, well,
so, straight up.
He didn't comment to everybody. He referenced this particular one that went from one friend to another friend, regardless of the play.
I'm talking about respect.
Broad.
So I got to put something in on that, K. Diddy. First of all, they weren't friends. Second of all, they both manipulated her. So to
how
me,
did they manipulate her, though? He manipulated the situation.
They both manipulated her. The husband manipulated her because he was dealing with her based on some other man was telling him. And then the buddy came around the other way and tried to manipulate her in the sense that he put all this in the game in the first place. So
yeah,
to me, she was dirty. She wasn't no bra. She was the queen.
Okay. So get it right.
But she said that her soul, so I can't call her no queen no more.
No, she was the queen because she won the game in the end.
How did she win the game? Please, enlighten me.
She won the game because she played the game and ended up with the man that wanted to be with her, okay? Not the
wow.
one that didn't be with her, because if the other
wow.
brother wanted to be with her, he wouldn't have been listening to his buddy in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
With his
doing...
own relationship.
Right.
In other words, you defending her actions.
He wouldn't have had a problem.
You defending her actions. It was what you said. You saying she was right for doing the move that she did.
Yeah, that's what
she said. Evidently, something was going on at home, and evidently something was going on at home that wasn't working. Okay?
He was disrespecting her based on what the other guy was telling, cheating in his ear. He wasn't coming to her straight up.
So that made her actions right, is what you're saying.
To go with somebody else that came to her wanting to be right with her?
No, he came to her based on deception. He came to her based on deception. So how is it warning her?
She still won. Yeah, he did. He played her, but she got the better stick in the end. She was the queen of the game. Recognize.
That's not how, from sitting from my driver's seat, that's not how I saw that play. I personally saw that as you could have went anywhere else. That's some low down. You could have rejected his initial contact, which you'd be like, nah, you was going for it. What the hell?
But Tony, understand too. Understand, he might have been telling his friend some things that he didn't even know. That he didn't need to know about his relationship, so he used that against her. And evidently, something was not going on in the house in the first place that was right. Otherwise, she wouldn't have had to even look no other place. Whether he approached her, she could have turned him down. So obviously, something wasn't working right. Okay, then he's going to tell all his business to his friend. He's taking that in stride, which wasn't his really friend in the first place, and he's going to take it and run with it. He backdoored him, okay?
And in the second place, I'm sure he didn't tell her that he was taking his buddy's advice. So she didn't even know that she was being manipulated by the friend.
Do you confide in your friend?
Not everything, no.
That was my question. I asked you, do you confide in your friend?
And I just said, not everything. I do confide some things like everybody else confides in their friends. But you don't tell them everything.
But you don't have to tell them everything just for them to take one or two things and take it back to your man and twist it. So
number.
Okay, right?
And your point?
First of all, you don't let anybody, even just because you confide in your friend, when they start coming back to you with some dirt that you know ain't right for your relationship, you don't take that into your relationship. You leave
anyway.
It where they left it. And keep it
well,
moving.
In theory, that sounds good. In theory, that sounds good.
That's
but the
real.
Truth is human beings take things that we take it to heart and run with it, especially women who are most assuredly emotional creatures.
Tony.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I don't agree with the play. I don't agree with the play. I don't care how you look at it. I don't agree with the play that she could have went elsewhere, but she ended up in his homeboy hands, and y'all defending her like she right. That was scandalous.
That's wrong. They
weren't friends, dude. That worked both ways.
We're friends.
Go ahead, girl.
Friends, homeboy wouldn't be trying to get with his woman. It was just some associates. which makes him another man. If he was single and available, it was all to the good.
Mm-hmm.
What are you talking
about?
Had you met him through him?
Okay.
My friend.
Since I know the logistics of the situation, I'm going to even put a little bit more out there and say they were more than associates. This was a dude he took in when the dude was going through a rough time, and that's a big no-no right there sometimes.
It's
but,
a big no-no, but he was all up there. If he was there, dude took him in, he saw what was happening. Okay?
You cannot make this shit right, Joy.
Do you go for your friend's woman? Friends don't go after their friend's woman.
She did a broad move.
No, she did not.
Hey, there's even another better word than broad, but I don't want Joy slapping me in the head, so I ain't going to use it. I'm going to just stick to say she did a broad move.
No, I disagree wholeheartedly.
It works both ways. Understand
she did a player move.
Something else was going on in that home. If that guy was there, first of all, dude, you know, if he's living with his woman, his wife, or whatever, you don't invite somebody else up in your house like that. Okay? Because at least...
You call yourself looking out for your homeboy, Joy.
I don't care. Okay, I understand you're looking out for your homeboy, but what comes first, your homeboy or your home?
Your home. Your home is the first priority.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. And to do something like that, that leaves either situation. You have your homeboy coming up in your house. You have your homegirl coming up in your house. That's a dangerous, volatile situation right there.
So that means
because you got a lot of emotions going on. Homeboy or homegirl, she's having a hard time. He's having a hard time trying to get situated. And then you got your husband or you got your wife up in there. And homeboy and home Sally don't have nobody. And your significant other is trying to make them comfortable. And they're liking that shit. Oh, they're going to try to put, first they're going to put that baby toe in there, then they're going to put the whole foot in the door, and then they're just going to walk through. You're leaving yourself open.
In other words, what you're saying is don't help your homeboy, your homegirl, period, just leave them hanging.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I am saying that could be a really jacked up situation. Because 9 times out of 10, a lot of times that's what happens. Okay, you know, it doesn't happen with everyone, but I think, and from what I've heard and what I've seen, for the most part, that happens. Yeah, you want to help your friend out. You know, you want to help because, you know, they might have been there for you at another situation. But, you know, you might need to lay down ground rules, which might not always, you know, it depends. You know, if they're going to come in, stay a month. You know, help you helping them getting their situation together. But if they're there for a period of time, things are going to happen.
First round rule is you don't let nobody come in between you and your woman. Blank period.
Or your man.
When you start, vice versa. When we start listening to people on the outside, you already put a wedge between the two of you guys. So there was your relationship in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
Blame her.
I had a homeboy that let this dude and this girl move in with him for like a couple of weeks, and the girl, she was sleepwalking at night and ended up in the wrong bedroom.
Whatever. Okay. We know who the sleepwalker was.
They thought it was accidental until she did it like 4 times a week.
Yeah. Something is wrong with you, man. I keep telling you that.
I said something wrong with that boy.
I'm agreeing with you, Joy, that you can't be like helping out people like that because
you know
it's a problem. And if they come as a couple, it's a problem because they might get something like that with some chick that likes to sleepwalk naked. I don't know.
Yeah, they might want a wife swap or whatever. You know, if you're into that, fun. If you're not, it can create a problem.
So what I'm getting from you, K. Diddy and Joy, is that it just happens all the time. We can't just, you know what I mean, try to help somebody out and nothing don't occur. It just always occurs. The only thing I agree with that the ladies did say, and I agree with, is you should have let your homeboy get that deep off in your business where his words is taking precedence over what your wife's saying. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And then if they're living with you, they're going to see some stuff, add some stuff to it, and really create a problem. And I'm not saying don't help your friend out, but if you're going to do that, put a time limit on it. You know, put a time limit on it. Because, you know, if you got a great relationship, a great home, you don't want somebody coming in there wrecking it because they ain't got nothing to offer. They don't have anything, you know, and they want what you have. And they will step in and try to take it from you. I'm just saying.
In this type of economy, people might end up having to live together as families or whatever,
yeah.
But you better know what glue that holds your relationship together is. And not let every Tom, Dick, and Jane off the street are feeding information to you about your mate. First, and you're supposed to stop them right at the door. You know what? This
like,
is
I ain't gonna hear that.
In mind. Hey, I'd appreciate it if you wouldn't, you know, transgress across that, you know, threshold or whatever. There's some respect that needs to be going on.
Mm-hmm. Because people see what you got and they don't have it. They are definitely going to throw some salt in your game.
Absolutely.
So they can get what you got. They could have been, y'all could have grown up together. You know? And it could be a relative, a brother, cousin, sister, whatever. Shit happens.
Well, I still want to get back to the point where I can't believe that y'all ladies on this line was just in total agreement with this young lady, talking about she the queen. And the move got made, and she wasn't the man who wanted her in the first place. No, but none of y'all acknowledged the scandalous nature of the behavior.
That was,
okay, well, the scandalousness came in when homeboy was telling his homeboy his business.
Yes.
And his friend was taking all that information in stride and working it. Okay? And obviously he wasn't doing something right because his homeboy took his wife or girlfriend from him, so his game was much stronger than homeboy's game. Okay, so he was lacking. So, yeah, she worked it, okay, and she got what she wanted.
Right, pretty cool.
She might get what she deserved before it's over with. I don't know how you look at it.
For after. He probably someone lived happily ever after. Okay, Diddy.
No. Cannot make two wrongs a right. I don't care what.
What's nothing wrong with that? I can see that.
What the hell you mean there ain't nothing wrong with that?
Y'all have different. Everybody has different boundary lines. Hey, I can see if it was his daddy or his brother. Some people have a family boundary line. To some people, friendship ain't no boundary line.
Yep, don't mean jack.
He's just another dude.
Well, we must have just crossed over into scandalous bitch Arizona.
Oh, you're just wrong there. You're just wrong. Because that happens both ways. So throw the bastard up in there, too.
Oh, okay, ladies, please.
Throw the bastard up in there, too.
Okay, I'm about to play devil's advocate with y'all.
Again.
But I bet you if this was a story about a dude doing that, y'all would have been calling him a dog, and he's scandalous.
And
y'all would have
been
some low man.
Y'all would have been standing up for him. Y'all would have been, oh, he the man. So what? What?
I said both of those guys were wrong. If it were two women, I would have said both of them were wrong because they were both manipulating her. But if she wanted to go with the friend because she didn't know that the friend was a part of the manipulation, she probably didn't even find out till she got involved. She might have dumped him after she found out. But if
she
didn't
know,
she was going on.
She knew he was his friend.
What's a friend? Friend is somebody you just met.
And I still view the first dude as the victim. The first dude didn't try to manipulate her. He was being fed misinformation that if anything, he was being manipulated. How was he manipulating her when he was just reacting on the
phone? Oh, you said he came home with her according to what his friend was telling him.
That's misinformation.
Misinformation.
It doesn't matter. He went for the okie doke.
So does that make him a bad guy?
Yeah, nobody said he was a bad guy, but I mean,
was,
you know,
y'all just called him a part of the manipulation. He's a victim.
He was working for himself. So
where he went wrong is when he started dealing with his woman on some misinformation. He started dealing with her unfairly, wrong, whatever. That's where he crossed the line to become wrong.
Okay, so that made it right for her to go fuck with his buddy.
After he did her in the old
because he wasn't doing it.
What the hell you y'all mean he wasn't doing it?
Boy, you can't win, Tony. You ain't gonna be able to right now.
Yo, anyway, I want to put this out there for the fellas listening. Y'all getting a true dose today of thought and process. I agree with the ladies on one thing. You can't be dealing with your woman on what your homeboy said. You understand what I'm saying? I got a simple rule personally in my life. My ears got to hear it and my eyes got to see it.
Absolutely.
And if you tell me, I'm going to take it under advisement, and I'm going to start observing.
Absolutely.
I'm not going off reacting on what you done told me, because even though me and you probably been running since we were 16, you know what I mean? Like the lady said, you probably wanted my girl all alone anyway, and I'm one of them dudes. I'm paranoid, personally. Why are you telling me, dog? What's in it for you? Because personally,
I'm your girl.
You know what I mean? I'm one of them dudes. I don't like being in people's business. I can be out in the streets, and I see your girl doing complete wrong. I'm not coming and telling you, man. That's not my place. I might drop you a hint, like, yeah, you know, you need to go and start buying hamburgers down by In-N-Out on Tuesday at 5. They have a great deal. You know what I mean? I ain't going to tell you. I'm just going to be like, yeah, In-N-Out, Tuesdays at 5. You might want to pop up down there. Go get me a hamburger, dog. That's something that I'd do. Be like, yeah, where you at? Go pick me up a hamburger over there today. Yeah, make sure you're there at 5.
For the brothers calling in, they better beware of the messenger.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
There you go. But thank you. Now, that I agree with, ladies, and normally I ride with y'all. But this week, y'all both done shot me. Both of y'all were in unison with it, too. Like, she ain't wrong.
She wasn't.
No, that's a scandalous poo-poo there, boy.
Thank you.
He puts it both ways. Now, if y'all, like I said, if it was a guy doing it, oh, yeah, he the man, man, he the man. High five and all that stuff. It works both ways.
He puts the nail on
it. Don't even be sitting there talking about we scandalous. Men are scandalous, too.
We gave a broad status. What more do you want?
He puts nail on the friendship, and she walked away with the better man. I ain't mad at the
girl. Y'all done went too far now. The better man? Y'all done went too damn far now. The better man?
The better man.
No principles, nothing. So how is he the better man?
He's the better man because he played his buddy and got his lover
and won.
And I hear a certain vindictiveness in y'all laugh too. So that's wow. That's all I gotta say. Y'all listen, they just having a ball with this. To hell with our boyfriend number one.
I'm just laughing at your expression, Tony.
Teach him for dissing his woman. He won't diss the next one for a brother.
Oh, wow. Ladies, y'all cold today.
Just keeping it real.
Wow. Y'all are ice cold today. It's 105 degrees in Vegas and y'all cold.
But hell, we got to find some way to keep cool out here in Vegas. Shit.
Wow. Now, first of all, I disagree with most of what y'all saying, but the last part where you said that should teach his ass a lesson for listening to another brother, that's your woman. That's your wife. That's your baby mama. You got to step to her like, what's up with that? You know what I mean? Then
maybe homeboy didn't do that.
You know what I mean?
Did he do that?
Nah, he said, wait.
What was the deal?
This is a story that's personal to me. I know all the intricacies of it, and you're right.
Well, we don't know who it is, and I'm asking. Did he step to her and ask her?
No, he did not. He spent what he did was one of them let it build up on the inside of him and kept taking in more of the bull crap that homeboy was feeding him till it got to the boiling point where he couldn't express it the way he was supposed to express it, so he exploded with it.
Oh, so he did a bitch move then, right?
Yes, he did.
Okay. That's my question. He did a bitch move. Okay.
No,
no, I'm not trying to dog him or anything like that because I know that's a sad situation. But, you know, if somebody gonna come at you with some crap about your significant other, you're going to come back at them, and you're going to question your significant other to see what the deal is. And he didn't do that.
First of all, he should have known
you. And if you got a problem, talk to her, like, baby, what's going on? You know, whatever. That's the only way you're going to know.
I'm
bitch
like
moves and not saying nothing ain't going to get you nowhere. But
if he knew
his
woman, he wouldn't have to question her. He would have checked homeboy and told him, hey, man, you don't know nothing about my woman. That's respecting your woman.
Exactly.
And representing. Player.
Ladies,
right,
I got to tell y'all something. This is the coldest I've ever heard y'all, but maybe, you know, there's nothing wrong with it. Y'all just expressing how y'all feel. But, you know, I still don't hear no sympathy for dudes. You know what I mean? Nobody, none of y'all or anybody listening out there in the chat room, well, the Twitter probably isn't hooked up. Wow, nobody don't feel no sympathy for dude, ladies? Come on.
No, dude don't need no sympathy because he didn't do it right. If his homeboy going to come at him about words about his woman, if he didn't check him and didn't ask her, oh, well, he lost out.
Yeah,
he did a bitch move, okay? And I'm sticking by that.
Wow.
What?
Wow. Wow. That's all I can say. Normally me and K. Diddy don't agree on too much, but we said it at the same time. Wow.
You got to have respect for your own. If you don't have respect for your own, why do you want somebody else to come have sympathy for you?
Exactly. You got to, you know, that's yours. You got to protect it.
He must not have wanted it no more.
Okay.
Man, y'all getting colder by the minute.
Just didn't know how to end it, so you know, you never know.
Y'all getting colder by the minute, ladies.
We're just saying.
Just keeping it real.
Yeah, we're just saying.
Anyway, for those just tuned in, y'all listen to Can a Player Play, hit us up at 646-929-2870. I'll let your boy, Pretty Tony, K. Diddy, and the one and only Joy LaShawn. Give us your views on who's running your household. We want to know.
Joy, and is that passion or loyalty?
You know it's passion.
Passion. Y'all, I'm speechless. I'm here.
Yeah.
Y'all got me speechless.
You just called me opinionated last week.
Uh-huh. Calling it like we see it.
Of course, and I love your opinions, and I'm not knocking you because it's yours. You know, last week you got all quiet on me, but I'm in awe.
My own personal preferences.
Maybe I'm just in shock, so give me a moment, I'll get over it.
Okay, get over yourself.
I expected y'all to have at least an ounce of sympathy for the brother.
Like I said,
he didn't need any.
He don't need no sympathy because he didn't do it right.
Hey,
he didn't do it right, okay?
Should we be sympathetic that he was stupid?
Can I play a song while y'all try to get some sleep?
No, this is too important right here.
Yeah, that might give me a moment to recover, K. Diddy. Do something, brother.
Yeah, he always trying to throw in his shameless plugs.
Yeah. Woo!
Oh, love can't hurt so bad.
Thank you.
righty then. That's Miss Connie, World Movement Records.
Nice song. I like.
Yeah. Back.
That goes, like.
All, that goes out to all you ladies out there. Love can't hurt so bad. And I know Joy know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. Why are you picking on me and stuff?
I don't know. For those that have joined us today, we're talking about who's running the relationship. Is it you, your neighbors, your pets, your kids, your job?
Relatives,
you know, the man at the liquor store, you know, the favorite bar. I don't know, you know, whoever, you know.
Well, we know Vienna sausage run your relationship.
You're absolutely right. But don't forget the ketchup with the potato chips. You know?
Yeah, that too.
You gotta have a complete meal. But anyway, you know, hit us up at 646-929-2870 because we would like to know. Because I know some of y'all got them little badass kids that's messing up your relationship, talking back, slapping you upside the head, giving you hell at school, and you don't know what to do. You're embarrassed to ask for help, or it's your man's friend or your girlfriend. Is controlling your household because you listen to that he say, she say shit. But we want to know today which one is it. Be man, be woman enough to call us in. We promise not to tell nobody. Joy says she not going to tell nobody. I'm not going to tell nobody. And you might get our help. How about that?
If you want it. If not, if you're satisfied in your relationship, don't say nothing. But
yeah,
if you're having problems, hit us. Holler.
Yeah, how? You know, shit.
We're here for you.
We'll tell you what to do. You know, even if you got to take your homeboy girl and put in the trunk of the car and go run over some railroad tracks.
There he goes.
You know, we're going to have a solution for you, you know, because we're here to help.
And be all up in your business at the same time.
No. Yeah, well, you know. Well, I take that back. We do got to be up in the business to some degree because we can't give you proper advice if we don't know what the situation is.
Exactly.
You know.
You don't have to give us your name. You don't have to give us your address. You know, just let us know what's going on with you, and we're here to help and be all up in your business.
But we do want the credit card and the Social Security number. You know.
Anyway,
we'd like to know today, and that's the subject of our show. We want to know, what are we doing? Who's in control of us? Do we have any control of ourselves, or do we just think we do? Is it our fake pride, you know, our egos, or, what is it that causes us not to come full circle? Let us know.
And we only have, 5 more minutes? So don't be scared.
Don't be scared. Well, I promise to tell you the truth. But anyway, you know, if you want to hit me up, you can hit me at Lamont@worldmovement.com. That's at World Movement Records, 323-957-7322. You could also get autographed copies of Player Step Your Game Up and Playology signed by the one and only Pretty Tony. Let us know what you like, and we'll get it to you. And Joy, please do the honors. Give them your contact information.
You can contact me. I have a Facebook now. So just go on Facebook, put in Joy LaShawn, and I'll pop up. We can communicate, exchange information, all kind of good stuff like that.
Yes, sweet. I know. Passion, don't be all quiet.
I was going to say, I don't want to be looked up.
I already put them on you, though. I know, I told her, hey, guys, this is the woman you can hook up. Y'all have 9 jobs, you know what I'm saying? And you got to be potty trained, and you can go find my girl Passion, you know what I'm saying? But y'all got to step correct, and don't be broke, because I got to get my commission. I'm putting it out there up front.
I might as well tell you, K. Diddy, they consider me too high maintenance, so no, they ain't going to mess with me.
That's all right, though. You know what I'm saying? It might be one or two out there that are willing to step up to the plate because, you know, hey, high maintenance.
Never know.
high majors don't scare no real player. You know what I mean? They only scare the one that's weak at heart.
Well, there you go. Look at you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get my commission. You think I'm playing?
Keep on marketing.
You think I'm playing? Hey, look, I'd rather have 50% of something than 100% of nothing.
There you go. I can dig it.
They don't let me have to come find you, Passion. I know where you live. I want my
well, I'm looking forward to doing this next Sunday, and hopefully we can have more people to come into the chat rooms and come into the come online or talk to us. Hit that number one after you dial the number. Put your opinions in. We want to hear from you because we know everybody, you know, opinions are like assholes. Everybody got one, and we want to hear what you got to say.
And there's a particular topic that you want to have addressed. Please don't hesitate to hit us up, myself, Joy, Pretty Tony, and we will look at your show, and I guarantee you we'll talk about it because we talk about everything on here. We ain't letting nothing go.
Everything.
Everything. You know, we're going to talk about everything.
And we want to hear from you.
Want to hear from you, like yesterday.
On the side.